This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
We're going to be talking about a place called Liberty Station, and with us we have Jody Powers and Judy Overton. Jody, I guess let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what Liberty Station is.
So Liberty Station is a job training facility for adults with disabilities or individuals that have other employment obstacles and are having a hard time finding a job or keeping a job. We train in food service, hospitality, bakery, retail, custodial, and barista training, and help train them in these fields in a way that they can best learn and be successful. And then we help place them out in community jobs. And so we're open to the public 3 days a week so they can do hands-on job training with real customers. So we serve gourmet grilled cheese as our main focus, soups, salads, baked goods, and our coffee line, which is excellent. And so that's every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11 to 2.
And you guys have been open for about a year now, year and a half, I guess. The coffee line, tell us a little bit more about that and what hours, again, is Liberty Station open?
Okay, so it's right now it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11 to 2, but next month we'll be expanding on those hours. So we'll be open in the mornings and possibly adding a day to that week. But our coffee line is roasted by Raphael's Roastery in Tullahoma. And we have our own flavors, you could say, that we've curated, and then some that are his biggest sellers. So he roasts our coffee. We sell it by the bag, 2 ounce sampler bags or the 12 ounce bags and even 5 pound bags. And so we serve that and also sell it by the bags, whole bean and ground, decaf and all the things.
A little bit of everything, really.
Yes, yes.
And Judy Overton also with us. And Judy, you work with folks, I guess, one-on-one through Liberty Station.
I do. I'm a retired occupational therapist, and one of the things that we do at Liberty Station is take folks who want to apply for our program and do an assessment. As occupational therapists, we're looking for their strengths and looking to see what it is that is preventing them from being able to go out and get a job that they would like to have. We find that many of our applicants have either never been employed or they've had bad experiences with employment. And it has been thrilling to watch when you bring them in and really start focusing on their strengths and training them to overcome the barriers and the weaknesses that they have, that they become quite productive employees. And so we, as occupational therapists, that's our job there, is to help them to overcome those problems that have gotten in their way in the past.
And what age groups do you typically see at Liberty Station?
Our criteria just asks that you be 18, at least 18, and there is no upper limit on it. As long as you are willing to come in with the understanding that this is a job training program, so that your ultimate goal is to be placed in a job in the community. Right now, we've got a couple of 18-year-olds. We got a lot of 20s and 30s. We got one that's 50. You know, so it's all whatever age. If you meet criteria and are wanting to get a job, then we're open to talk to you.
What are some success stories that you've seen there over the past year and a half?
Wow, get me started. I could be here all day. We have seen folks come in, these young folks, especially with high-functioning autism, with average intelligence, with so many strengths, and yet because of, you know, just anxiety and the whole COVID 2020 thing that just kind of threw them into a cave, and so they were socially isolated. They are afraid to get out into the workplace. When we ask them about friends, their social life is, you know, pretty much not there. And as they come into our program and they begin to experience success and praise, we always have shout outs, you know, we're very positive oriented and help them to realize that they are valuable and their self-esteem just blooms. And so we now have a team that they're all friends. They do things together. They love each other. They support each other. The biggest problem we have is nobody wants to leave. It's such a nurturing environment, but we have launched several folks and are in the process of launching others into some of our local businesses who have been extremely open and accepting of our graduates.
So it's got to be fun. It's got to be rewarding to be a part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I'm retired, and it is such a joy for me to get to spend time there. And I tell people all the time, if you are bored, anxious, depressed, just come hang out with us for a day and you'll leave. Your heart will be smiling when you leave. It is just a very rewarding experience to be around these folks.
So there are opportunities for people in the community to get involved.
Yes, yes. We are staffed primarily by volunteers and our interns. We have a few paid staff, but we rely heavily on volunteer staff and welcome them.
Again, we're talking about Liberty Station this morning, and Liberty Station is located off of Broad Street, kind of behind Toots in the Jackson Heights Plaza, and you're in what used to be, I guess originally, a tire shop, a Goodyear brand tire shop at one point.
Yes, it took us over 2 years to renovate the facility to make it ADA compliant and kind of turn it into a cafe and event space for rent. So
it seems like a neat place to have a restaurant.
It really is. Very unique. And in the summer, we have seating in the garage, and we put the doors up, and there's a nice breeze, and so people can eat out on the patio out front or in the cafe or the garage space. So all the spaces are available to rent also when we're not open.
Now, for those who are listening, if they have, let's say, a disabled son or daughter who's 18, 19, 20 years old, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how we can help our son or daughter get into the workforce, but don't really know what direction to turn, is Liberty Station the answer for that?
I believe so. It's a great option. There's other organizations in the community that have been doing wonderful work for many years, but ours is unique in the fact that we are a social enterprise, so we do training, but then we're also in a business, you know, with lunch. We do have the criteria on our website, so it's very broad, so we feel like we can help a good number of people that even maybe some relatives think there's no hope, but if they just go to our website, libertystationtn.org, they can click on the intern application tab and see what the criteria is, and we have an online application. They can fill it out, bring it in for and come tour and just see what we're all about.
For those who wanted to be a part of this and to work there, everything from what, social anxiety to what else do you focus on? I guess what level of disability do you work with?
So most are high functioning. We do have some in wheelchair, I think mainly autism spectrum, Down syndrome.
Some with intellectual and developmental delays that are able, you know, they have to meet criteria, like I said, to be able to learn and to build some skills and to be willing to work in a job independently in the future. We have a pretty broad range mm-hmm. of abilities and diagnosis. And we also welcome people to apply who have other employment barriers, such as coming out of maybe incarceration or justice involved or other issues, you know, things in life that you find yourself unable to find a job because of what your life has dealt you. And so those folks we welcome as well to come in and let us help you build some skills, build a resume, make some connections, and get back in the workforce.
So when somebody who is disabled, and maybe they're fairly severely disabled in a wheelchair, whatever it may be, but when they first come to you and they say, you know, I would like to learn a skill, I'd like to get into the job force, and you start talking to them and then you say, all right, we'll help you. Once they start, what is their attitude compared to once they finish and they walk out learning, I can do this skill?
That is the beauty of what, as occupational therapists, we take every task in the day that is done at Liberty Station. We have opening tasks, you know, of cleaning and preparing and all of those things. We have tasks, you know, everybody has a job while we're open. And then when we close, everybody has a job to get things put back. And every one of those tasks is broken down into steps. There are checklists. There are, It's a very structured form of teaching so that they know exactly what they need to do. And when they've checked everything on the list, it's done. And then they get praise for that and they build skills. And we, one gentleman that is there, one of our older, he had worked in a job that had only allowed him to wipe tables and empty trash. And he said, I always wished that I could work in the cafe, you know, fast food. I'd love to be able to cook. And so we brought him in, and he's one of our chief cooks in the back. He makes pretty much, you know, several things. He's our soup guy, and he does so many things. And he's getting ready to transition out. Actually, I think this morning is his first day at Steak and Shake. It's so possible, and it's so good to see his confidence having built up, and now he's entering into a job that he enjoys.
So on that line of building confidence in somebody, I would imagine that some folks come to you thinking, well, I can't do anything. Exactly. This is where I am in life and literally can't do anything. I don't know where to turn. I don't have any skills. And then all of a sudden they do. Is that how a lot of folks come to Liberty Station?
Yes, I think they're surprised what they're able to do once they're given a safe environment to try. Even if they fail at certain things, they're still progressing, and we're, you know, finding out where their gifts are, what they're interested in. So we don't just have everyone do the same job. We do teach everybody food service and custodial, but then if they have an interest in being in the bakery business or barista, we really gear them towards specialized training. But I think even some parents are surprised at what they've accomplished while they're there, not really realizing the potential they had in other areas. And some have even said, you know, now they're cleaning their room better because they know certain ways to do certain things, or doing the dishes and things at home that maybe they hadn't tried. But I think just being in an environment where they feel safe to experiment and give it a shot makes the biggest difference. And like Judy said, it's such a loving and caring environment that they're not as apprehensive as they would be going into, like, directly into a job to train. And so we really work on a lot of the social skills, and working, you know, with peers like themselves has really made a difference in them feeling comfortable too. They're not the only one that's different.
Sometimes I guess confidence is all somebody needs to really turn their life around in a way that they probably never expected.
Right, exactly. And one of our interns wrote me a thank you letter, and in it she said, "You're turning me into the person I've always wanted to be."
Often when you go to grocery stores, you see somebody who is disabled bagging groceries, and I almost think to myself, well, it's almost like the management saying, this is all you can do, this is all you're capable of. Mm-hmm. But in reality, that's not the case.
Exactly. Yeah, it's amazing to see, and a lot of them are so good at certain things that you wouldn't anticipate they would be. And, you know, everybody's created for a purpose, and everybody has some abilities, they just may look different. And so giving them a chance to kind of dive into an area maybe they thought they never could do has just brought about this hope, I guess, for their future, and really giving the parents some hope too for, you know, what will happen down the line when they're not, you know, here any longer, that they do have potential to hold a job and be more self-sufficient.
I would guess that's a huge worry, a huge concern for so many parents out there who have a disabled child. What do parents tell you?
Our parents are often just as amazed as we are at what their adult children are able to do and the independence that they are learning and gaining. And we rely heavily on parents. I mean, they have to get them there. You know, it's a team effort for us working together with parents, and they have to be on board for letting their child mature and grow and become more independent. Because if you have a child with a disability, you do tend to shelter them quite a bit. And so we start with them, teaching them the soft skills of working in an environment and how to be make, you know, get up and get yourself on time. It's not your mom's job to wake you up and pack your lunch, you know. I mean, we even start with all of that of you're an adult, and we encourage them to begin taking on more responsibilities in their entire life. And so the parents see that and get on board and help us as we build those skills that their young folks are needing. And it's pretty amazing to watch.
Again, we're talking about Liberty Station, and with us this morning, Jody Powers and Judy Overton. And by the way, once more, Liberty Station is in the Jackson Heights Shopping Center area, and it's right behind Toots, really at the intersection of, I guess, Broad Medical Center Parkway. But there's an event that is coming up. Tell us more about that.
So Saturday, April 13th, we're having a spring gallery formal, and so it's an art exhibit. A lot of our interns and even some of their friends are very artistic, and so we want to feature and have this art exhibit at Liberty Station. So we'll have their artwork on display, we'll have hors d'oeuvres, and it's a formal event, so they're already anticipating getting their formals and the guys dressing up. And so it's a community event. You can get your ticket from our website or Facebook and just come out and support them. And if they know of other adults with disabilities or other employment barriers that are artistic, they can go on our website or Facebook and click on the link about how to submit their artwork and be involved in the show. So we would love to have people come out. Tickets are $25, and there's a discounted tickets for artists.
So details are on the Liberty Station website. And again, what is the website?
Liberties with an S, stationtn.org.
Liberty Station, it is a really unique location. I think you guys are the only restaurant that are in what used to be an old garage.
I was surprised when we signed the lease on the building that no one else had snatched it up, because the location, there's plenty of parking. And so that was one of the reasons we thought this would be a great venue space for rentals. So we get calls probably every other day for people booking for rehearsal dinners. We had a baby shower yesterday, business coffee socials and events. It's just a great location to have events, and it's a unique space. Either the cafe is nicely decorated, or the garage space is a really fun place to have an event.
And then on nice days, you open those great big garage bay doors.
We do. There's a great cross breeze that always comes through. So it's a fun atmosphere to eat lunch with your coworkers, or on Saturday with your kids, and the food is great.
A couple months ago, I think you had a car show of sorts.
We
there.
Did. That was amazing. Yes.
Again, a great place for that too.
Yes.
How did all that go? Did you have a lot of cars come out
we
there?
We did. I think nearly 30. We raised, I think, about $16,000 that day. So it was great.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Once more, if somebody wants to volunteer, or if a mom or dad wants to sign their child up to be a part of Liberty Station to receive training, how do they do both of those things?
So they can go to our website and fill out the application if they want to be in the training program. They can also go to the website and get our contact information about calling to volunteer. We have a volunteer coordinator that would speak with them and give them a tour and show them what opportunities are available to volunteer in.
And how long, again, does it take somebody to go through the program at Liberty Station?
So we set a minimum of 6 months, mainly for the social aspects and the soft skills. And then we tried to have them transitioning out around the 12-month mark to 16 months.
Do you help them find that first job after they leave Liberty Station?
We do. So Matt Barnett, he's also a retired occupational therapist. He helps with the training and assessing, and also the creating the community partners of employers willing to give the interns a chance. So he goes in and meets with them and kind of even assesses the environment there and what their opportunities would be, and making sure it's a good fit, and then pair them with the best option of the interns that we have, and then make sure that placement is also a positive experience for the intern. You know, we're not making them take this job. It's you know, their choice and their parents' choice. And so helping them transition out into a place we feel like additionally is a safe, loving environment that would be positive. We don't want to just, you know, kick them out when their time's up and say good luck. We, you know, really continue that relationship, you know, within that first year of them transitioning out. But another part of that, because they make such close friends at Liberty Station. They're forever invited to all our parties and events that we host for the interns. You know, we usually have a Christmas party, and we did a fall festival. We did this spring event. So we like to celebrate and do things out of the normal work day. So they're, even though they transition out, they're always invited to join in those things.
And for those who are disabled, I know school, be it high school or middle school, it's a lot easier for those who are disabled to meet other friends because they're in classes where there's other people to meet. But once they graduate high school, it becomes even more difficult for them, and it makes it really hard, I guess, to have friendships after that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. And the majority of the interns we've had, they said they've just been sitting at home watching TV or playing video games since they left school. And, you know, if you're not involved in a church that has a disability inclusive ministry, it's kind of hard for them to even venture out that way to make friends. And so there's a big gap between high school, you know, and being productive in society. And they all want to feel like they have fulfilling activity during their day and to make a difference, just like we do.
I know we're pretty much out of time, but real quick, who got the idea? What was the idea behind starting Liberty Station?
So I started Amelia's Closet 10 years ago, and I knew from day one having a facility after we moved out of servicing clients at organizations that were already helping them out of my home. I knew I wanted our main volunteer source to be adults with disabilities. And so we became a life skills and job skills training site for organizations in town that would bring their students in once a month for a few hours just to help process our incoming donations. And so they were sorting the purses, jewelry, and shoes and cleaning them, labeling them, and putting them out. And so many of them asked for jobs there because they felt, you know, fulfilled that they were doing something that, you know, was important. And that just broke my heart that, you know, we couldn't hire them, but I saw the need and the desire, and God just burdened me more and more over time that something needs to be done. So he just gave me the vision and idea for Liberty Station. And Judy was one of the first people I called and said, you know, what are you doing these days? And so, because I knew I didn't have the skill set to do a job training facility, run a cafe, didn't know how to do barista drinks. There's nothing we're doing at Liberty Station in my wheelhouse except the graphic design part. And so I knew it would take a lot of people. So I just told God, if you send the people and the funds, you know, here we go. And he has. And so this is where we're at, just seeing a need and wanting to make a difference to help as many people as we could.
In talking to parents of those who are disabled who maybe go through your program or are thinking about going through the program at Liberty Station, do you hear those parents say, you know, it's been next to impossible for my son or my daughter to actually find a job, and they found out the hard way that employers fear, you know, X, Y, Z. I don't know what it may be, but what types of stories do you hear from parents with their children trying to get jobs and just being turned down one job after another?
It's very disheartening, and it just adds to, if you've already got issues with, you know, self-esteem and anxiety, and then to go into a workplace and have a negative experience there just, you know, compounds that desire and motivation to want to try again. And so they often just resort to becoming, you know, introverted and giving up. And we see the difference that it makes when you are giving them a job that we say fueled by potential is the motto at Liberty Station, that we are fueled by potential, because a lot of them have not met their potential. So like you said, some businesses are willing to hire, but they underemploy. You know, they give them jobs that are less than their full potential. So that's, I think, the key is recognizing their strengths and helping them develop that into marketable skills.
And those businesses that may turn them down, do you hear that, you know, it hurt my son's feelings, it hurt my daughter's feelings because the employer said this or that? What do you hear?
For sure. And yeah. Some have even said, you know, their child, if they did apply for a job and get hired, they were let go because they so-called weren't doing the job right. Well, the main issue is they weren't trained in a way that they could understand and be successful. So it's all in the training. So these parents feel comfortable leaving them at Liberty Station. Sometimes that's hard too, just to drop them off, you know, not being there. And some initially would come for lunch every time their child worked because it's hard to let go. But once they felt comfortable, you know, they do. So the parents, even some transitioning out, have come to me crying, saying, "This works."
Yeah. Did you find, you know, just for example, somebody with autism, sometimes they learn a task and they're better at doing that task than literally anybody else.
Yes.
Did you find that fairly quickly?
Yes. The focus, they love repetition, things that we would be bored with. They thrive in, you know, that just repetitious
detail-oriented. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amazing employees. They really are.
And that's probably true for a lot of different types of disabilities, I guess.
Yes.
Again, as we close this morning, if somebody would like to learn more about Liberty Station, best thing to do, first go to the website. And what was that site?
LibertiesStationTN.org.
And once more, the Spring Gallery Formal, that's coming up April 13th.
Yes.
Tickets are still available.
Yes.
Stop by for lunch. You're open certain days a week. What were those
days? Yes, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11 to 2.
Sounds good. Again, with us this morning, Jody Powers and Judy Overton. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Well, we knew about Adam's Place from the time it was first built.
Margaret Ordobadian.
I remember Dr. Carl Adams and Jenny May, and so we were really familiar with this place. We had one friend who moved in immediately when it was built. And we didn't consider any other place. We just knew this was it.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.